What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today in the life of the church, we just don't call this the day before we start the Triduum. We refer to it as Spy Wednesday. S-P-Y. Spy Wednesday. And the reason why we call it Spy Wednesday is because today is the day when Judas betrayed Jesus. Not when he actually handed him over, but when he sold him. And so today is the day when we look in ourselves and see, what ways have I betrayed Christ? Each of us does. We spoke about that yesterday when we looked at St. Peter. Yesterday's reading was about St. Peter, how he had his own difficulties in denying Christ 3 times because he wanted to be saved from suffering. But we see the other betrayer today, the one Judas, who conspired to set him up so that he would die. The difference between Peter and Judas is that Peter did it in an instant with no premeditation, but was still weak. Judas did it with plenty of premeditation, knew that he was going to do it, and followed through. He did it not because he was trying to save himself from some difficulty, but because he said, "How can I profit off of this man?" Remember, Judas was the one in charge of the money bag and was constantly taking from it to fill his own pockets. That's why he said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" We think the same thing. We're thinking about our sins and saying, well, this sin will give me this. And it's not that bad of a sin. And so our Lord gives us an opportunity today to be reconciled. Many people in their own sins, and hopefully none of you here, are willing to make a covenant with mediocrity to say, it's all right if I continue in this way, and maybe God can't forgive me, so I just continue what it is that I'm doing. I want to tell you that that's absolutely false. God can and desires to forgive every sin. And he forgives every sin that is given to him generously in the confessional without question if we give it to him. But if we hold it to ourselves, we become like Judas, because what happened after Judas betrayed Christ and Christ went away to be killed? He killed himself. He ended his life. And the worst thing, the reason why he says it would be better for him never to have been born, is because he knew that he was going to fall into despair and never ask for forgiveness for that sin, and thereby damn himself through suicide. Brothers and sisters, we do act like Judas sometimes. We are looking for what they're going to give us if we give into a sin and thereby betray Christ. But we have an opportunity for forgiveness. Jesus is constantly saying, friend, offering us the morsel that we can have eternal life. Let's not lose sight of that. Reach for him in forgiveness. Reach for him in the confessional as he is reaching out to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.